It's game day weekend on this edition of Weekend Forecast.
Weekend Forecast.
Hey everybody, it's Trevor with the Weekend Forecast, your verbal digest for events at a glance. I'm recording on the 10th of February. I'm a little late, but I've had a kind of a busy week after Baltimore was kind of insane. Regionals were last weekend. They were gigantic. We had nearly 500 people at Baltimore. There were over 600 people at Providence. Rally was much the same. Even smaller events were still 300 and 400 people. So we had a really nice open weekend all over the country. This weekend is Oath Gatewatch Game Day on Saturdays and Sundays. So get out there, play some Standard. I know it's weird, like, the game day after the Modern Pro Tour should probably be Modern, so that way people can play the decks they saw the pros playing instead of playing the Standard decks that they haven't seen anyone playing. But game day is always Standard, and I think it's in part because it's the easiest format for people to just kind of like show up and play. Though if that's the concept, why aren't we doing Sealed? Six, half dozen or another. Large events. We got game day this weekend. What is next weekend? Let's see. Next weekend is the Open in Louisville, as well as the first weekend round of RPTQs for Shadows of Innistrad down in Sydney. After that, it's Grand Prix Houston and the Open in Philadelphia, and the second round of Regional Pro Tour qualifiers for Sydney. So, let's see. This weekend, the 20th, the 21st, I've got RPTQs in Canada. I've got one at Face to Face in Toronto. I've got the Channel Fireball Game Center in Santa Clara on Sunday, the Jacksonville Game Center in Jacksonville, Florida, Pandemonium Books and Games in Cambridge, Mass, the Fantasy Shop in St. Charles, Missouri, Holiday Inn Lincoln Southwest in Nebraska, CM Games in Kingston, on Kingston Pike out in Knoxville, Tennessee, Madness Games and Comics in Plano, Texas. The following weekend, there's a RPTQ at Top Deck Games in Westmont, New Jersey, at the Hotel Espresso in Montreal, Quebec on the 28th, San Diego Games and Comics in San Diego, California, Enchanted Grounds in Littleton, Colorado, Legion Games, which is also Dreamers Folk Games in Burnsville, Minnesota, Comic Town in Columbus, Ohio, and Mox Boarding House in Bellevue, Washington. So you can play in one of those two events. So if you can't make it next weekend, you can go the following weekend. Pretty good. That's the RPTQs. I've linked to that in the show notes so that if you want to look at it specifically, you can do that and not just listen to me ramble about it. The Louisville Open this weekend is Modern. It'll be really interesting to see how the meta shakes out after our Eldrazi overlords took over the universe. Or they would have you believe. Remember, the Pro Tour is really three groups, different groups of people. The people who are there, on their first Pro Tour or their second Pro Tour and don't really have a team and are just kind of playing the best they can. The people who are, I don't want to say Pro Tour veterans, but like people who've gone to seven or eight tours and are regulars on the tour, let's put it that way. And then there's the pro teams, and the pro teams are bringing decks to beat the second group's people's decks who are being brought to beat the first level decks. So you show up and you own one Modern deck and it's done. Well, so is most of the field at your level. And so the people above you are trying to beat your decks. The people above them are trying to beat those decks because they're not gonna, so remember, the Pro Tour meta is super inbred. These are people who were testing for anywhere between a couple days to 2 weeks on the format. So, sure, six out of eight in the top eight being Eldrazi decks, probably a bad sign, but let's let the meta shake out a little bit before we go completely nuts about it. So I'm actually really looking forward to next weekend. is a roundabout way of saying that. The weekend after that, the Legacy, or the Open in Philadelphia is Legacy format. It's the only Legacy Open this season. The next Legacy Open is in Worcester in like March, May, June, something. Something like that. But aside from game day and the big stuff going on this weekend, well, there's no big stuff going on because it's game day. So aside from game day going on this weekend, I've got a limited chaos draft at Bearded Dragon in Bernardsville, New Jersey. They're calling it the Lonely Hearts Chaos Draft. That's Friday night. Or Saturday. Excuse me. That is Friday. I've got Friday Night Vintage at the Geekery in Astoria as well. On Saturday, I've got a GPT for New York City. That's also a 1K, and that'll be at Gamers Vault. That's in the evening, after the PPTQ that was rescheduled from the snow earlier this January, beginning of the season. There's a Legacy 1K satellite event for Eternal Extravaganza at the only game in town in Somerville. There's February Vintage at Top Deck Games in Westmont. That's a 1K. And I've got a Modern GPT for Detroit at Critical Hit in Abington, Maryland. And that is this weekend. Not really a whole lot going on there. But, yeah. I mean, it's game day weekend. I'm surprised there's stuff going on to begin with. But game day isn't going to stop PPTQs, so we'll start in Canada. I've got two events this Saturday, a limited PPTQ at Untouchables in Milton, Ontario, and a standard event at Gamers Co-op in Prairieford, Quebec. I have one event on Sunday, a standard PPTQ at Gamekeeper in Verdun, Quebec. Next Saturday, I've got a bunch of events, actually. Pretty easily, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8. Looks like 8. We've got Center PPTQ at Wizards Comics and Collectibles in Edmonton, Alberta. Center PPTQ at Magic Stronghold Games in Vancouver, British Columbia. Center PPTQ at Triple Play Sports Cards in Victoria, British Columbia. Center PPTQ at The Deck Box in Halifax, Nova Scotia. Center PPTQ at The Kessel Run in Ottawa, Ontario. Standard PPTQ at J&B Books in Trenton, Ontario. A limited PPTQ at L'Imaginaire in Laurier, Quebec. And a limited PPTQ at Gamekeeper in Montreal, Quebec. Next Sunday, I've got a standard PPTQ at Fusion Gaming in Winnipeg, Manitoba. A limited PPTQ at Comic Connection in Oakville, Ontario. A standard PPTQ at P Market in Belleville, Ontario. A standard PPTQ at... Oh, that's right, this is, with Premier Organizer Marvin Pangurigan in Oshawa, Ontario. A standard PPTQ at Harry Tarantula in Toronto, Ontario. A limited PPTQ at Libraire Dijon in Quebec City. And a standard PPTQ at Manitoxic in Laval, Quebec. Moving to the Northeast, we've got a... Well, I got stuff on this Saturday. I've got a Modern IQ at Tabletop Shop in Newington, Connecticut. And that'll start at 11 a.m. Center PPTQ at Battlegrounds Gaming in Norwalk, Connecticut. A limited PPTQ at JNR Cards in Brunswick, Maine. A Modern IQ at Gamers Edge in Kearney, New Jersey. That'll start at noon on Saturday. Standard PPTQ at Gamers Vault in Medford, New Jersey. I'm judging that, so come out and say hi. A limited PPTQ at Dark Forest Games in North Tonawanda, New York. A standard PPTQ at Kings Games in Brooklyn, New York. Standard PPTQ at Flipside Gaming in East Greenbrush, New York. Standard PPTQ at the Players Guild in Bloomsburg, PA. Standard PPTQ at All Stars in Langhorne, PA. And a standard PPTQ, a standard IQ, excuse me, at Gamers Edge Comics and Games in Stroudsburg, PA, and that'll start at 1 p.m. On Sunday, I've got a standard IQ at Tabletop Shop in Newington, Connecticut, and that'll start at 11 a.m. A standard PPTQ at Cloud City Comics and Games in Syracuse, New York, and a standard PPTQ at Reality Shift in Narragansett, Rhode Island. On Monday, I've got a standard IQ at King's Games in Brooklyn, New York, and that'll start at 6:30. Next Saturday, I have a standard IQ at Tabletop Shop in Connecticut, and that'll start at 11 a.m. A limited PPTQ at Comic Mania in Wilmington. A standard PPTQ at the Game Castle in Londonderry, New Hampshire. A standard PPTQ at the Bearded Dragon in Bernardsville, New Jersey. A limited PPTQ at the Geekery in Astoria. A standard PPTQ at WNY Gaming in Hamburg, New York. A standard PPTQ at the Comic Book Depot in Wontaw, New York. Oh man, I just... not sure how to say some of these. A limited PPTQ at The Vault in Greensburg, PA. A standard PPTQ at Shadowblade Hobbies in Chambersburg, PA. A standard PPTQ at Save Point in Lemoyne, PA. A standard PPTQ at the Gamers Realm of New York in York, PA. Next Sunday, I've got Legacy IQ at Tabletop Shop in New Connecticut. They'll start at 1 p.m. A standard PPTQ at Phyrexian Games in Fitchburg, Mass. A standard PPTQ at Merrimack Games and Comics in Merrimack, New Hampshire. A standard PPTQ at Collectors Inn in Buffalo, New York. Another of the same at A Sword of Fire and Dice in Lynbrook, New York. 6 Feet Under Games in New Holland, PA is having a standard IQ on next Sunday, and that'll be at 11 a.m. Moving down to the Mid-Atlantic, I've got standard IQs at Titan Games and Hobbies in Lutherville, Timonium, Maryland. That'll start at 9 a.m. A standard IQ at Get Some Game in Charlotte, North Carolina, and that'll start at 1 p.m. A standard IQ at Mulligan's Gaming in Kingsport, Tennessee. That'll start at 1 p.m. We've got a standard PPTQ for Sydney at The Sorcery in Fredericksburg, Virginia. And a limited PPTQ at Clutch Gaming in Wheeling, West Virginia. This was another event that was rescheduled because of snow. Nothing on the 14th. On the 20th, I've got a standard PPTQ at Beyond Comics in Frederick, Maryland. A standard IQ at Bel Air Games in Bel Air, Maryland. That's at 11 a.m. I've got a standard PPTQ at Gaming Underground in High Point, North Carolina. Another of the same at Be There Games in Indian Trail, North Carolina. One more at Event Horizon in Raleigh. CM Games in Cedar Bluff in Knoxville, Tennessee is having a standard PPTQ. The Star City Game Center in Roanoke is having a standard PPTQ on the 20th. Curio Cavern in Springfield, Virginia. If you want to go to that, you'll want to pre-register or call ahead. Their space is small. Finally, wrapping up next Saturday, I've got Jersey's Cards and Comics in Yorktown, Virginia, and they're holding a standard PPTQ. Next Sunday, I've got a limited PPTQ at House of Cards in Winston-Salem, New York, North Carolina, excuse me. A limited PPTQ at Victor Comics in Falls Church. This is a reschedule from the snow in January. And I've got a modern IQ at the Star City Game Center in Roanoke, Virginia at noon, and that is a cash-only event because it's Star City Game Center. Alright, this weekend in the Southeast, I've got a standard PPTQ at Gigabytes Cafe in Marietta, Georgia, and a standard PPTQ at The Shop in Port Royal, South Carolina. Next weekend, I have standard PPTQ at Plus One Gaming in Marietta, Alabama, TBS Comics in Fort Walton Beach, Florida, Jacksonville Game Center in Jacksonville, Florida, Sportsman's Sports Cards in Palm Harbor, Florida, standard IQ at Campus Cards and Games in Orlando, Florida, and they'll start at noon on the 20th. Standard PPTQ at the Wasteland Gaming in Duluth, Georgia. Another the same at Heroes and Villain in Warner Robins, Georgia. A modern IQ at Ready to Play Trading Cards in Case, South Carolina. That'll start at 11 a.m. And finally, a standard PPTQ at Next Gen Trading in Muldoon, South Carolina. We've got two events on next Sunday, the 21st. Standard PPTQ at Fanatics of Enterprise, Enterprise, Alabama. And a standard PPTQ at Worcester's Tower in Stuart, Florida. The Southern Calendar has a PPTQ this weekend. It's limited at Six Killers Gaming House in Owosso, Oklahoma. Next week, I have standard PPTQ at Game Goblins in Little Rock, Arkansas, The Card Advantage in Russellville, Arkansas, Wizards Asylum in Tallulah, Oklahoma, Silver Dream Games in Joshua, Texas, Blockhouse Games and Comics in Mansfield, Texas, The Card House in Temple, Texas, 31st Century Games and Hobbies is having a standard PPTQ on the 21st. They're in Olathe, Kansas. Also on the 21st, I have a standard PPTQ at Heroes Collectibles in Houston, Texas. Bumping up to Great Lakes, I've got standard PPTQ this weekend at Games to Die For in Indianapolis, Indiana on the 13th. A standard IQ at Legendary Games in Lafayette, Indiana. That'll start at 1 p.m. and has $30 entry fee. Standard PPTQ at Hobby Crossing in Bowling Green, Kentucky. A standard PPTQ at Two Headed Games in Highland Heights, Kentucky. Standard PPTQ at Bluegrass Magic Game Shop in Louisville, Kentucky. Standard IQ at Legendary Games in Lexington, Kentucky. And that'll start at 1 p.m. on the 13th. Got a limited PPTQ at Hollow Mountain Games and Comics in East Lansing, Michigan. And a standard PPTQ at Warriors 3 Comics and Games in Wayne. Nothing on the 14th. On the 20th, I've got a modern IQ at GameLinks in Fowlerville, Michigan. That'll start at noon. A standard PPTQ at RIW Hobbies in Livonia, Michigan. Standard PPTQ at Taiga Games in Marquette, Michigan. Jester's Gallery in Waterford, Michigan. Postboard Gaming in Findlay, Ohio. Those are all standard PPTQs on next Saturday. Next Sunday, I've got two standard PPTQs, one at the Sage Shop in West Lafayette, Indiana, and the other at Odyssey Games in Kalamazoo, Michigan. In the central part of the country, one of the new regions from the Midwest breakup, I've got a limited PPTQ this weekend at Pastimes in Niles, Illinois on Saturday, and on Sunday, I've got a standard PPTQ at the Collector Zone in Pekin, Illinois. Next, Saturday the 20th, I've got standard PPTQs at Jace, CD, and Hobby in Des Moines, Iowa, Game King in Sioux City, Iowa, limited PPTQ at Graham Crackers Comics in Naperville, Illinois, standard PPTQ at TPK Gaming in Glen Ellyn, limited PPTQ at Mayhem Collectibles in Des Moines, Iowa on Sundays the 21st, a limited PPTQ at Top Out Comics in Chicago, Illinois, a standard PPTQ at GameStorm in Lamont, Illinois, and a standard PPTQ at Robin's Nest in Rockford. For the North, I've got a Modern IQ at Universe Games in Minneapolis, Minnesota. That'll start at 10 a.m. on the 13th. A standard PPTQ at Sneak Attack's Games in White Park, Minnesota. And on Sunday, a standard PPTQ at Outpost 2000 and Beyond in Crystal, Minnesota. Next week on the 20th, I've got a standard PPTQ at Collector's Connection in Duluth, Minnesota. Another of the same at Fantasy Hobbies in Shakopee, Michigan, Minnesota. Dreamers Cards and Games in St. Louis Park, Minnesota. A limited PPTQ at Paradox Comics and Cards in Fargo, North Dakota. Standard PPTQ at Apex Hobby Shop in La Crosse, Wisconsin. Standard PPTQ at Mox Mania in Madison, Wisconsin. And a standard PPTQ at Misty Mountain Games in Madison, Wisconsin. Next Sunday, the 21st, I have a standard PPTQ at Accidentally Cool Games in Bemidji, Minnesota. Please tell me how to say that. Standard PPTQ at Dungeons End in Duluth, Minnesota. A standard PPTQ at Your Mom's Basement in St. Paul. And that is it for the northern region in the next 2 weeks. Moving over to the northwest, I've got a standard SCG Super IQ at Radisson Hotel in Denver. And that's technically Aurora, Colorado. And that'll start at noon on Saturday. Also on Saturday, I've got a standard PPTQ at Haster Games and Comics in Midvale, Utah. Sunday has a Modern IQ at the Radisson Hotel in Denver as well, which is actually Aurora. That'll be at noon. Next Saturday, I've got a standard PPTQ at All Seas Collectibles in Aurora, Colorado. A standard IQ at Black Gold in Littleton, Colorado. That'll start at noon. A standard IQ at De Planet Honolulu in Hawaii, because Hawaii is part of the Northwest. I've got a standard PPTQ at Skynet Studios in North Bend, Oregon, a standard PPTQ at Game Haven in West Jordan, Utah, a limited PPTQ at Card Kingdom in Seattle, Washington, a standard PPTQ at Cosmic Comics in Bellingham, Washington, a standard PPTQ at the Comic Bookshop No. 2 in Spokane, and a standard PPTQ at Northwest Sports Cards Term Center in Tacoma, Washington, a standard PPTQ at Mythic Realm Games in Vancouver, Washington, not Canada, and a standard PPTQ at CCG House in Vancouver. Next Sunday, I've got a Modern IQ at Black Gold in Littleton, Colorado, a standard PPTQ at the University of Hawaii in Hilo, a standard PPTQ at Game Haven in Bountiful, Utah, a limited PPTQ at Math and Stuff Activity Annex in Seattle, Washington, standard PPTQ at Maryland's in Spokane, Washington, and a standard PPTQ at Bat Cave Games in Vancouver, Southwest. There we go. This weekend in the Southwest, we've got standard PPTQ at Amazing Discoveries in Tucson, Arizona, a limited PPTQ at MTG Deals in San Gabriel, California, standard PPTQ at Galaxy Games in Dublin, California, and a standard PPTQ at Anime Imports in Pacifica. Next weekend on the 20th, I've got a standard PPTQ at Desert Sky Games in Gilbert, Arizona, a limited PPTQ at Capitola in California, that's Legendary Comics and Games, a limited PPTQ at Heidi Ho Comics in Santa Monica, standard PPTQ at Paladin's Game Castle in Bakersfield, California, standard PPTQ at Next Gen Video Games in Los Angeles, Great Escape Games in Sacramento, Apocalypse Gaming in San Jose, Leisure Time Games in Santa Maria, Power 9 Games in Las Vegas, Nevada is hosting a limited PPTQ, and that wraps up Saturday. Next Sunday, I have a standard PPTQ at Heroes and Villains in Tucson, Arizona, a limited PPTQ at Hidden Fortress in Simi Valley, a standard PPTQ at Tapped Out Gaming in Santa Clarita, and a standard PPTQ at SoCal Games and Comics in Tumacula, California. Is that everybody? Still have these Midwest ones. Oh, Missouri should have moved. I have three PPTQs in Missouri that I missed that should be part of Central, but I still have them labeled as Midwest. Limited PPTQ at Game Euphoria in Wah, Missouri. I think this got, it must be Washington, Missouri. I think it got fixed when I, did the find and replace to change the postal codes. Standard PPTQ at CCYDNE Hobbies in Lebanon, Missouri. And next Sunday, I've got a standard PPTQ at Spanky's Card Shop in Kansas City. But that's everything this weekend. And next weekend, if you know of events, please let me know, either by emailing mtgregionalweb@gmail.com, darkrex3@gmail.com, message me on Twitter @darkr3x, or reach out to the calendar at cmtycalendarmtg. Until then, may you draw a good 7.